弟兄姐妹平安。我们今天是复活节啊，我们一起来分享的这个题目叫与基督一同复活，从辖制到盼望。
Today is Easter Sunday. We are sharing this message that's entitled Raised with Christ from Bondage to Hope.
我们感谢所有诗班和赞美队为我们带来这样的信息哈，来鼓励我们。耶稣已经复活，阿门。
We praise Lord. We also thank our choir and worship team that led us into this worship that Jesus is risen. Amen.
Amen. 他给我们耶稣的复活，给我们带来永生的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus has brought us hope for our eternal life.
但是呢，在过去我也听到哈，很多朋友或者慕道友啊，或者会说哈，说那永生的盼望，那是以后的事情，我只关心我今生哈。
I heard a lot of saying in the past that the eternal life, well, that's a long way to go. I just worried about now, today.
耶稣的复活跟我有什么关系？
So what does that resurrection of Jesus to do with my life?
对我今天有什么影响？
How does that impact my daily life today?
耶稣的复活对我们今天有极大的影响。
Yet you should know that His resurrection has a great impact on your life today.
你们知道最近我回国哈，看我家人。
You might have known that I went back to China, visited my family.
我发现国内和美国现在真是相差越来越大了哈。
So that was a recent visit, and I realized that there's a big difference between what's happening in China and what's in the States now.
美国现在叫通胀，就是这个什么都贵，对吧？
So in the States, we have inflation. Everything seems to be more expensive.
尤其这个饭店越来越吃不起了哈。
Especially if you go out dining, and then you found the price is really high.
但是你回国发现国内吃的真便宜啊。
But if you go to China and eat out at a restaurant, you found that's very reasonable price.
对，在美国点一个菜，可能在中国可以几个人吃一桌子哈。
Well, you order one dish in America that you might be able to cover the whole meal for a family.
那在国内呢？现在因为这个环境的特点哈，大家不讲政治。
Because of the special situations in China, people don't talk about politics much.
然后大家都埋头挣钱哈。
So everybody is focused on making money.
在美国呢，凡事都讲政治哈。
Well, in America, everything is political.
所以国内呢叫做通缩，这个经济叫通缩哈。
Well, in the States it's inflation, in China it's deflation.
我看我们这里的经济教授在点头，说明我讲对了哈。
I've heard our professor of economics nodding her head and say it seems that I'm doing the right thing or talking about it correctly.
那东方现在整个是一个相对平和，没有战争哈，但是咱们美国从这几年里头好像每年都打很多仗哈。
It seems that on the eastern side of the world, it's more peaceful. On the western, there's a lot of war going on.
但是不论是谈政治还是不谈政治，是经济是通胀和通缩，我们发现这个我们在老百姓当中都有一种感受，这种感受是共同的。
So whether we are talking about being political or not, whether we have war or not, we realize that in ordinary people, we have some similarity in their feelings.
就是都心中有一种不安全感。
And that's the feeling of insecurity.
都是一种焦虑。
It's kind of anxious.
没有钱的呢，就是缺钱的呢，就使劲去挣钱。
People who don't have much money, they will focus on making money.
有钱人呢，想挣得更多。
And people that have some money, they want to make more money.
那对我们华人来讲呢，我们的特点就更明显了哈。
So it's more obvious among our Chinese.
我们不论在哪里，只要是华人，我们都在孩子的教育上都下了很多的功夫哈。
There's one thing about Chinese that we focus or devoted a lot of energy on our children's education.
有到美国最近来探访的这些长辈们，你可能会意识到， 不论在哪里的华人，不论在国内还是在国外，在美国还是在南美等等，所有的地方孩子都要有很多的补课啊。
If you are visiting parents or here with your children, you realize that whether it's in China or here in the States, students or your children go through a lot of private lessons.
我在上一周跟青少年分享的时候，因为有一些家长可能也去参加了，因为我们邀请青少年和家长一起来参加。
So we had some sharings last week with the youth and their parents.
我就跟大家分享了这两句话，我说在华人的文化中最大的就是这种孩子的教育啊。
So I shared these two sayings in Chinese that we considered very important among us.
然后我就念了两句话，一个叫万般皆下品，唯有读书高，另一个是学而优则仕啊，这个跟家长们不需要解释啊。
So these two sayings are very well known among the parents, but the kids, they don't understand this.
Yeah, 这两句中文都蛮难的，对吧？稍微有些翻译，我就问底下的青少年，我说你们听说过这句话吗？
So it's kind of difficult to translate into English, so, but I've tried my best and explain it and ask the youth, have you ever heard of these?
就有个青少年说 yes, 是的。
So one of them shouted, yes, I heard it.
好，这个话呢听起来挺大，对中文来讲要求还是比较高的哈。
So it does take some effort to translate properly into English.
当时呢给家长还是留了个面子哈，我就没有讲。
So, but I try to save some faith for the parents. So I didn't really I didn't really go to the details to explain this.
我就没好意思问他们，我说有没有家长跟有没有你们父母跟你们讲过说。你看那个人呢、啊，工作不好，就是因为他小时候没有学习好。
So、I didn't ask them particularly that whether their parents has asked them the question. See, this guy is not doing that well. Maybe I'm sure he didn't study well while he was a student.
学习，鼓励孩子去学习，重视教育，是不是一件好事呢？是一件好事。
It is a good thing to encourage your kids, your youth to study well.
但是如果过分了到一个地步，我们把我们孩子的学习放在一个第一位方面，这个就有问题了。
But if you are overdoing it, and if you're putting the study as the very top priority, that could be an issue.
当我们心中开始有这种焦虑感，把神放在第二位，或者完全在我们生活中不存在了，把我们个人的这种要求、需求放在第一位的时候，这就是一种罪。
So it is a sin if we put something else above before God. That's something like this is sin.
那罪呢？它是有灵界的攻击哈，有灵界的作用。今天呢，我们不从这个角度上讲，我们讲一些从我们跟我们自身有直接相关的角度哈。
And sin has impact in spiritual wars. So we're going to talk about this today.
简单来讲呢，就是跟神没有关系啊。
And simply put, it is related to God.
那我用一个简单的三步来讲一个好的事情，一个好的愿望怎样能成为一个罪。
I'll just explain to you in three steps how a good desire or intention will lead to sin.
那我们的传统中有追求成功这样一个好的习惯，这是很好的。那我们希望事情做好，我们不希望失败。
So in our tradition, we have this tendency to do things well and have this wish to do this is good.
有时候呢，这个压力会有一定的压力，让我们心中有这种焦虑哈，有这种烦恼。
Yet sometimes this kind of desire or wish will cause anxiety in your heart.
但如果在这个时候，我们想到的全是自己，我们靠自己去做的时候，我们就想到我们要自己做主，我们不能把这个交给神。
And when this anxiety came, and you are thinking of, oh, I have to overcome, I have to overpower it by myself, that's not good.
这就是一种罪。到最后呢，我们只追求地上的事情，也就是说，我们通过我们环境的这种掌控，让我们自己有这种安全感，让我们可以意识到我们人生的价值和目的。
And that is actually sin. And that's something that you're thinking of taking over the control yourself, trying to overpower what's happening among you, around you.
所以一个好的愿望，一个好的个性，如果处理不当的时候，如果当我们过分把它放在第一位的时候，过度的时候，就会变成罪。
So, even if you have a very good desire and plan, but if you're not doing it the right way, it can lead to sin.
是在亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的表现就是这个模式。
And this is what happened to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
他们一开始呢有这种好奇心。神让亚当来管理这个世界，亚当有这样一个好奇心，这不是一件坏事啊。
So when God commanded Adam to manage this garden, and he had this curiosity, which is not bad, it's a good thing.
但是蛇引诱他的时候，告诉他，如果你吃了树上这个果子，你就可以和神一样聪明的时候，他如果去做了，这就是罪。
And yet, when he was tempted by the snake, saying, "If you eat the fruit on the tree, you will become as smart as God," and he did it, and that became sin.
他在这个过程中没有求告神，他把他自己的愿望放在了神给他的教导之上。
So in this process, he didn't pray to God and seeking guidance, and he took himself took the control.
所以罪。在我们心中的时候，不仅是影响到我们将来的属灵的生命，让我们没有一个永恒的生命，对我们今生也有巨大的影响。
So when sin is within us, it does not just let us not having this eternal life, but also had a significant impact on our daily life today.
它让我们今天也有这样一个过度的不安全感啊。
It led us into this.Internal turmoil or feeling of insecurity.
因为我们的安全感建立在外部的环境上。
Because we set our security on something external.
这也让我们做出不属神的选择。
And this led us into a choice that is not pleasing to God.
这也破坏我们与家人和同事的关系。
And also caused the broken relationship between us and our family and colleagues.
那我们知道，当有这样在工作的过程中有这种过度的不安全感，仅仅去过分的追求这种业绩，有这种人和人之间的关系，这种恶劣的关系的时候，就会影响到同事之间的关系哈。
So we all know that if we are overpowered by this sense of insecurity, when we are competing in our work, it could lead to a bad relationship with your colleagues.
更重要的呢，更明显的也影响我们和家人的关系。
And apparently, it will also affect your relationship with your family.
比如说哈，你回家了之后，然后呢，你的孩子放学了，回到家里很高兴见到你哈。
For example, you are home after work, and your kid came back from school, and they were happy to see you.
然后你上来第一句话就是：“今天在学校考试怎么样啊？”
And the first word you said to him is, "How was your exam today?"
孩子很高兴哈，跟你说我今天考了98。
And the kid was very happy telling you that I did pretty well. I got 98 out of 100.
你们知道我下面要问什么问题，说什么对吧
？I guess you know what I'm gonna say the next.
好，你们都知道哈，就不需要我讲了哈。
So I don't necessarily have to say it.
啊，你们会说。我们会说，哎，你那两分哪去了
？We tend to ask, what happened to the 2 points that you lost?
你那两分哪地方做错了
？Did you miss anything?
啊，你下面怎么，你以后怎么做才能把这两分补回来哈
？What do you think you're going to do next time to make sure you get the full score?
所以你的孩子回到屋里把门关上，再就不理你了哈。
So your kid will probably just go upstairs in his room and close the door and never talk to you again.
所以罪呢，它是不仅是影响我们有永恒生命，我们不仅是我们死后哈，而且罪在今生就是一个辖制我们的权势。
So sin is not something that costs our internal life, but it's also something that affects our daily life.
但是好消息是什么呢？耶稣的复活，它释放我们脱离这个罪的辖制。
And yet the good news is that the resurrection of Jesus has released us from the bondage of sin.
好，我们一起来读今天的经文，就是哥罗西书三章一到四节哈，我们一起来读。
So let's read together Colossians 3:1-4.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命从基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也与他同显在现在荣耀里。
那在这里呢，我把中间这两句哈，特意把它缩到里面。
So as you can see, I put the two verses in the middle indented.
这个就是像圣经中经常出现的一个叫做三明治的结构哈。第一句和最后一句讲的是同样的意思，是回应的。第二句和第三句讲的是同样一个意思。
This is sort of like happens often in Bible. This is like a sandwich structure. You talk about the same thing in the first and last sentence and sandwich the middle one.
所以第一句和第四句呢，讲到耶稣复活，我们和耶稣也一同复活。
Both the first sentence and the last, and both the first words and the last verse talk about Jesus is risen and we are raised with him.
第四句呢，更肯定的第一句哈，说他在显现的时候呢，我们要与他一同显现在神的荣耀里哈。
And especially the last verse, the fourth verse, it says when Jesus, when Jesus rises, we are appearing with him in glory.
第二句和第三句呢，讲的是同一件事，告诉我们要怎么做。
And the second and third verse are talking about the same thing and telling us what to do.
告诉我们呢，要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事啊。
And tells us that we should set our minds on things above, not earthly things.
所以这一段经文呢，基本上告诉我们三件事。第一呢，耶稣复活了。
So these verses talk about three things. One, Jesus is risen.
第二呢，我们与基督一同复活。
And second, we are risen with him.
第三呢，我们要思念地上的事。Sorry, 我们要思念天上的事，上面的事。
And thirdly, make sure you pay attention. We should set our mind on the earth, on the heavenly things, or the things above, not the earthly things.
Yeah, sorry. 好，那第一个呢，就是耶稣的复活哈。
So the first, we focus on Jesus' resurrection.
然后我们说耶稣的复活，他胜过了死亡。
We say that Jesus' resurrection is victorious over sin and death.
但我们也说呢，他也胜过了罪。
We also talk about, we also say that his resurrection.Overpowers, overcame sin.
我们为什么要说他胜过了死亡和罪？这两个呢，都胜过了。
Why do we say that his resurrection overpowered death and sin?
死亡和罪之间有什么关系？
So what's the relationship between death and sin?
在罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
In Romans, Paul tells us that the wage of sin is death.
在罗马书第五章呢，也说罪是从一个人进到世界中，然后呢，死就是从罪而来。
In Romans 5, Paul tells us that sin came to the world through one person and death through sin.
所以死是罪的结果。
So death is the consequence of sin.
因为亚当的犯罪，这个罪带到我们今天，我们每一个人在我们心中都有一个罪性，这个罪的结果就是死。
Because Adam has sinned, and that sin got inherited in us, and that sin is leading to death.
所以呢，死亡是罪掌权的一个标志。
So death is symbolizing that sin is in control.
耶稣从死里复活，战胜了死亡，就战胜了罪。
Jesus has risen from dead, so he overcame death and overcame sin.
这个逻辑大家理解吗？
I hope you understand that logic.
好，那死是罪的一个标志，死是罪的一个结果。耶稣战胜了死亡，耶稣就战胜了罪。
So we know death is the consequence of sin. It's a symbol of sin. When Jesus rose and overcame death, and he overcame sin.
在周五的时候，我们信息啊讲到的是十架七言，然后讲到耶稣在十字架为我们死，承担了我们的罪。
On Friday, Good Friday, the message talking about the seven sentences on the cross, how Jesus commanded this on the cross.
当时智雄长老解释到说，有很多人呢，在历史上也有一些人，他们很勇敢可以去死哈。
So when giving this message, Elder Joe was telling us, in the history, throughout the history, there are a lot of people who are very brave and who were willing to die.
他们呢是勇敢的人，他们为自己的这些信念去死，或者呢他们是一个殉道者。
So they would die for their beliefs and their martyrs.
但是他们都没有复活。
And yet none of them resurrected.
但是耶稣呢是唯一复活的。
And Jesus was the only one.Who rose from dead?
耶稣是唯一一个为我们在为我们的罪而死，又为我们的罪而复活的。
And he was the only one who died for our sins and who rose for our sins.
所以当时讲到的时候，在周五的时候，我们也讲到那十架七言的第六句是成了哈。这里头有一个契约的这样一个预言，也就是说，耶稣在十字架上为我们成就了这样一个救恩。然后他死里的复活就像什么呢？就像一个债务这样一个清单哈。那然后呢，耶稣死在十字架上为我们还了这个债，他的复活之后呢，就告诉我们说有这样一个转账的清单，让我们确认耶稣确实是复活了，他确实为我们偿还了我们的罪。
So when Elder Joe talked about the sixth sentence that Jesus said on the cross, it's finished.The word came actually from has a meaning that the debt, the bill is paid in full. It means all our debt has been paid.
所以耶稣的复活战胜了死亡，也战胜了罪的辖制。
So Jesus' death has overcome sin and the control of death.
而且不仅如此，我们刚才那段经文告诉我们的第二个意思呢，就是耶稣他不仅复活了，而且他也带着我们也一起复活。
We also learn from this verse that not only Jesus resurrected himself, and we all rose with him.
当然，这个复活是指灵里的复活。
Of course, we're talking about the resurrection in our spirit.
也讲到也是我们将来死后被审判之后的复活。
And it also refers to the resurrection, our body, after the judgment.
所以信神的人呢，有一死两活哈。
So we know that our believers will have one death, but two resurrections.
在我们出生的时候是第一活，然后我们后来死，然后在将来的审判中呢，我们再一次复活。
So we have two births. One is when we were born to this world, and then we have second birth that's in the future with Christ.
那这个复活不仅仅是讲将来，而且呢是讲到我们在今天我们的罪也被释放哈。他告诉我们两件事，第一个呢。所有信神的人，我们也在罪的辖制中被释放。
In this resurrection that we're talking about, not only referring to the future, but also in our current days, that all of us who believed has resurrected and has been released from the control of sin.
从另一个角度来讲呢，被罪辖制的这样一个旧我死了，然后呢，新的我。在我里面来活。
In other words, the old me has died. That the old me that was controlled by sin has died. A new life has come to.
所以，当我们不信神的时候，我们心中可以也有可能想，我要做得更好一些，更努力一些，让我们不犯罪。
So when we didn't know God, maybe what we're thinking is we should do ourselves the best. We should work hard so that we don't sin.
那这个罪呢，是指法律上的所限制的罪哈。
And when we talk about sin in that circumstances, we're talking about sin of the worldly law.
当我们信神之后呢，我们是生命中的罪，我们灵里的罪就被赦免了。我们就从这个罪的辖制中被解放了。
And we become a follower of Jesus. We know that our sin has been forgiven. Our spiritual sin has been forgiven.
所以当我们当耶稣的复活呢，带给我们下面三件事哈。
So Jesus' resurrection has brought us three things.
他是创造我们的主，他也是带领我们一生的主。
Jesus is the creator of our life, and He is the Lord of our life.
他用他的生命呢，来完成了我们救赎哈，然后我们的罪，我们在灵里的罪呢，被还清了。
His life redeemed our life, so that our sin has been paid for.
然后他给我们一个新的生命，让我们在新的生命中呢，不再活在这个罪的辖制当中哈。
He gave us a new life, that this life is no longer under the control of sin.
所以耶稣的复活给我们带来的影响，不仅仅是我们死后的影响，而且是我们今生的影响。他给我们带来的这个在今生的改变是真真切切的。
So we can see that the impact of Jesus' resurrection, not only on our future life, our life after death, but also our current life.
我们再读这段经文哈，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。那上面的事，然后呢，如果你要看英文哈，英文写的比较清楚 ，where Christ is。
So we talk about setting our mind on heart on things above. Where is above? That's where Christ is.
在那里呢，在上面有基督坐在神的右边。
We can see in above that Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
什么意思呢？就是基督掌权。
What does that mean? It means Jesus is in control.
那什么是上面的事呢
？Then what are the things above?
不是说要山上的事，不是指一个纬度的高低哈。
It's not talking about things happening.Higher like altitude,
而是耶稣基督掌权的事。
It talk about things that Jesus is in control.
再回到我们刚才的这个模式啊。
Now let's go back and look at the three steps that we saw.
第一步呢是一样的哈。
So we see the same thing. The first step, we want something good. We pursue excellence.
当我们在第二步的时候，心里有这种恐惧，有这种焦虑，这种情绪呢，都是正常的。
So when we come to our second step, it's still natural and normal that we have this anxiety.
刚才我们讲到的是，在这个步骤，如果我们把神完全放下了，我们完全靠着我们自己，就是罪。
So we talked about before that when at this step, if we leave God out and trying to do everything on our own, that is sin.
作为基督徒呢，我们在这里可以祷告，向神来求哈。
So what do we do as a Christian?So we will pray to God.
在这里呢，这个求不是一个简简单单的。我知道我们很多弟兄姐妹会求说：“神呐、啊，求你给我一个更好的工作，让我买一个更好、更大的房子，让我的 commute 更顺利，让我的行程更平安等等哈。”
Well, when we pray to God, we don't just ask things for beneficial to yourself, like getting a bigger house, good job, or better commute, things like that.
这些呢都是好的，我们应该向神来寻求哈。
Well, these are all good things that we can pray and ask God for.
但是在这里我讲到了这个祷告，这个寻求呢，是跟神建立一个更亲密的关系。
Yet the prayer that I'm talking about here is more focusing on having a better relationship with God.
就是与神倾心吐意啊，然后把万事交托。
It's a prayer that you talk to God and talk to Him of everything that you encountered and ask for guidance.
你首先呢跟神倾心吐意，把自己心中 最大的这样一个恐惧，最大的一个思念，最大的一个盼望交给神。
You first lift up everything in your heart, your burden, your desire, your anxiety, everything to God.
在祷告中呢，跟神建立这样一个关系，放下我们自己，让神来在我们生命中掌权。
So you have this relation, good relationship with God, and you're willingly asking God to come and control your life.
所以不是简简单单的告诉神说我要做这个，神啊，求你成全这个事情。
It's not just simply asking for something that you want to accomplish, as if God is a rubber stamp.
而是在这个过程中跟神能够有一个亲密的交通，以至于我们把自己放下，可以把我们的生命交给神。
So it is that we it's a this prayer is a process that we empty ourselves and ask God to come to our life and be in control.
所以我们就可以将万事交托。
So that we can lift up everything to Him.
所以在这里呢，我们如果我们能做到第二步的话，我们就逐渐的帮助我们能够活出这样一个新生命，以至于我们可以求上面的事。
So when we are able to do the second step, from gradually with time, you will be setting up your mind on things above.
刚才我们讲上面的事是什么？是上面的事，考考弟兄姐妹们啊。上面的事就是神掌权的事 ，right?
So we talk about things above, and what is things above? Things above is are those things that God in control.
所以神掌权的事呢，就是我们仍然会求我们的环境在变好，但是我们内心的安全感、我们的价值观、我们人生的目的，并不是被这些环境所定义的。
So when we talk about God in control,We are willingly asking God to be the Lord of our life. We surrender ourselves and surrender our insecurity.
这就是要简单跟大家分享一个步骤，帮助我们怎样来活出一个神掌权的生命。
So these are just a few steps that I want to share with you how to live out a life that thinking things about, set your mind things above.
我们第三节我们再一起读哈。
So let's read verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，一同藏在神里面。因为你们已经死了，我们的老我，我们那个靠被神所辖制的生命死了。
For you died, your old yourself, the old you have died.
所以我们的新生命呢，就与基督一同藏在神里面。
So the life that has been under control of sin has died, and but your new life now is now hidden with Christ.
这个与基督，我们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面呢，大概的意思就是说，告诉我们，第一，我们的生命会与基督相联合。
Well, it tells us that first of all, our life is connected with the life of Jesus.
这个藏这个词用的蛮有意思的。
It's hidden that it's interesting that you use the word hidden here.
所以表面上我们看着和以前一样，但是我们的内心已经不一样了。
So it tells us that we might look the same as before, but our heart has changed.
我们这个藏字呢，也告诉我们在神里面哈，也告诉我们就是我们也是被神所保守的和带领的。
So it also tells us this.Lord hidden tells us that we are in God, so we are protected by God.
所以用我们刚才这个例子，我们来看，当孩子回到家中的时候，我们可以怎样做的不一样。
Now let's go back to the example that I talked about just now when your kids coming back from school and you're greeting them. What do we do now?
大家觉得怎么能会不一样？
What do you think you will do in this case?
我们可以就像这个父亲跟儿子一样哈，然后呢，我们蹲下来，我们看着我们的孩子，我们的真心的关心一句：“你今天怎么样啊？”
We can just act like this father and son in this picture, that asking him, "What have you been doing at school? How was your day?"
如果孩子跟你分享的时候，你可以去聆听，而不是马上告诉他应该怎么做。
And you should listen when he wants to share with you, not just giving your advice.
然后你可以告诉他说，我今天把手机和工作放下，然后呢，你晚上要做什么事情，想玩什么游戏的话，不论是这个 board game 或者计算机 game， 我可以跟你一起啊。
And you can tell him that I'm going to put away my phone, my computer, whatever you want to do tonight, I'll go with you. I'll do with you.
这个在背后表明的一个是什么？是我们真正关心我们与孩子之间的关系。
So what does that telling us? It tells that we are getting a good, we're focusing a good relationship with our children.
虽然是通过我们的言行表达出来的，但是不在于我们的言行，而在于我们内心是怎样看我们的孩子的。
Although it's reflected from our actions and words, but it's also, it tells that you're what you're really desire in your heart.
当我们心中真正相信神在我们生命中掌权，也在我们孩子的生命中掌权的时候，你就能活出这样一个关系。
So when you truly believe that God is in control in your heart, in your life, and your and the life of your children, and this is how you would do.
说耶稣的死里复活呢，给我们带来的是一个真正的一个变化哈。
So we know that the resurrection of Jesus has brought us a real change in our life.
耶稣在死在上十字架的时候，他的绝大多数的门徒都四散而逃。
We all know that his disciples all scattered when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
有一种这个树倒猢狲散的感觉。
It seems like everybody ran away out of fear.
啊，都是这样的哈，在历史上，其他这种头子被。一个组织的头被杀了或者没了之后呢，这个组织也就解散了哈。
This is similar in all throughout the history when a leader of this organization or group got killed and the rest will just run away.
所以耶稣的门徒当时也不例外哈。那自己的这个带领他的耶稣他的领他们所敬仰的跟随的领袖。被钉在十字架上，他们也四散而逃。
And the same thing with the disciples of Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, they all thought he was God. Now he's crucified, and they got scared and ran away.
但是耶稣复活之后，却对这些人产生了一个巨大的改变。
And yet you see the significant change in their lives when Jesus rose from dead.
根据基督教的传统，这十二个门徒中有十一个后来是为主殉道了。
So we all know from the this Christianity history that all these 11 disciples dedicated their life for their belief.
那是什么改变了他们
？What has changed in them？
只有一个可以改变他们，就是耶稣的复活是真实的。
And there's only one thing that could change your lives. That is, Jesus' resurrection is true.
所以耶稣的复活，真实的复活，改变了他们的生命。
So it is the resurrection of Jesus that changed their lives.
所以耶稣的复活，今天如果我们相信耶稣的复活是真实的，他也一定会改变我们的生命。
So if we all believe that Jesus resurrected and that is true, it will also change our lives.
我在不知道大家有没有发现啊，我今天的这个讲道尽量让它的逻辑性很强啊。
You may have seen that I tried my best to make my sermon more logical.
因为我知道绝大多数人咱们弟兄姐妹都是这种理性的思维，所以逻辑性思维的啊。
Because I know you are pretty strong in logic.
因为我们以前教会做过一个这种统计哈，有一个姐妹她是感性的，然后呢，她就做了个统计，她做了二十多个人统计，发现她只有一个人她是感性的，其他全是理性的。
But somebody had done a survey among a group, and what she found is that among the 20-some people she surveyed on, most of them are very logical. Only one tend to be emotional.
理性呢，能帮助我们更深的、更在更深的了解圣经的教义。
When you tend to be logical in your thinking, it does help you to understand the teaching of Bible.
但是如果我们真正要相信这个信仰的话，最重要的是我们的信心。
And yet, if you truly want to grasp this belief, and the most important is your faith.
就是当我们没有看，我们没有亲眼看见耶稣复活的时候，我们也相信耶稣复活，这个就是信心。
And that is to say that you will believe in Jesus even if you didn't see his resurrection.
虽然我们没有亲眼看见耶稣，但是我们仍然相信耶稣是带领我们一生的主。
And even though you didn't see Jesus with your own eyes, you still believe that Jesus is your Lord.
所以我问，在结束的时候呢，我留给我们所有人哈，包括我自己，我们所有人两个问题。
So I'm leaving everybody, including myself, these two questions.
所以希望大家呢，对这两个问题可以有一些思考。
I hope you can ponder on these two questions.
在情感里头，对耶稣基督有更深的这样一个认识和依靠。
So that you can more rely on Jesus Christ in your emotion.
第一个问题就是耶稣的死里复活给你个人带来什么样的新生命和改变？
The first question is, what kind of new life does Jesus' resurrection bring to you personally?
第二个问题是，你愿意活出这样的新生命吗？
And the second question is, are you willing to live out this new life?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你借着今天的信息，主再次提醒我们。
Through today's message, you reminded us.
我们都曾经活在罪的辖制之中，但是因为耶稣基督复活，因为你召选召我们做你的门徒，我们在我们的罪已得释放。
That we all lived under the sin, yet through the Christ of Jesus, through your calling of us, that we are released from those control.
求你带领我们弟兄姐妹能够经历这真实的经历这复活的大能。
Guide us, Lord, everyone. Guide us to experience the power of your resurrection.
不论我们周围的环境是如何，不论我们的眼前所面临的困难有多大。
No matter what challenges we're facing, no matter how bad the circumstances we're in,
我们不再被恐惧、被忧虑、被罪所掌控。
We'll have no fear. We are not under the control of sin.
也求你将这活泼的盼望放在我们心中，使我们的眼光不只在停留在地上的事。
Give us this hope that so that our heart is not just set on earthly things, but more on eternal life.
而是定睛在基督耶稣与你的国度里。
And so our heart will be set on Jesus Christ and your kingdom.
求你带领我们，让我在每天的生活中都不断地跟随你，不断地更新我们的生命。
Guide us, Lord, so that our life every day will be renewed into a new life.
使我们在每天的生活中都能活出与基督一同复活的新样式。
So that we can live out this new life that is risen with Christ.
在信心、盼望和爱中渐渐地成长。
So we can grow in faith, love, and hope.
让我们的一生成为你美好荣耀的见证。
So that we become a testimony for you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.